Even in a year flush with water, there will be potential conflicts over the allocation of water in the Klamath Basin. Too many people want it for too many reasons, and there isn't that much water. And you can add to the distribution of water the distribution of water rights. A process several years ago identified the Klamath tribes as the senior water right holder in the basin. That gives the tribes the right to make a call reserving water for streams, meaning less available for agricultural and other uses. The tribes made that call recently. Let's hear what happens now. We had planned on two guests. We're still trying to get a hold of Don Gentry, the Klamath Tribal Chair. We do have with us Scott White, the Executive Director of the Klamath Water Users Association. Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Jeffrey, for having me again.
So what was the call? What did the Klamath tribes do here?
Well, my understanding is they called on all of their in-stream water rights. As you are and your listeners are likely aware, they have time immemorial priority dates associated with those rights. So in other words, they are the most senior right in the Upper Klamath Basin.
And so by them making the call, so the water essentially stays in the streams and doesn't get allocated for agricultural and other uses?
That's correct. So long as the flows that are associated with those in-stream rights are not being met. One thing that's a little bit different this year that we have never experienced before is that these in-stream water rights have tied to them what's called a habitat flow. I believe that's the term. And basically, it's, you know, the term I use just for the sake of understanding is flood flows. So when we have flows that are abnormally high, the tribes have a right to those flows as well for the sake of the habitat.
All right. So what is the water situation this year? I get a real mixed picture because I just sort of assume as good as snowpack is across Oregon, and it is 142% listed as of this morning from the state. But then I also look at the city of Klamath Falls precipitation numbers, and they're actually slightly below normal, both of the calendar year and the water year. What is the situation on the ground as you understand it?
Well, I can't speak for the city of Klamath Falls. We look at basically its snowtell sites to see what's going on from a basin perspective or an upper basin perspective. And my understanding, I looked at them yesterday, and I think I saw 137% total precipitation, and we're still hanging strong at 138% of snow water equivalent, or more commonly known as snowpack.
Okay, so SWE, snow water equivalent. So that's a good number. I mean, to be that, you know, a third above what's considered normal, obviously.
It's a very good number, Jeffrey, and frankly, it's a welcome relief. We have, as you know, have been just haunted by drought of recent years, and so this is a very welcome experience to have.
No doubt. So who does the Klamath Basin Water Users Association include and represent?
So largely we represent the Klamath Reclamation Project irrigation districts and the patrons of those districts. So we have most every irrigation district in our association, with the exception of four, two of which are on the east side of the Klamath Reclamation Project and are on the Lost River system. So a little bit different scenario than what we typically work with. We generally work with Klamath River water.
All right, so what does the call require of users?
Virtually nothing. You know, we're downstream of the call, and so we're not impacted very much, or directly, I should say. However, you know, it's just the Klamath Water Users Association is constantly seeking solutions to these scuffles over water, if you will. And this is just another one. You know, we for many years we had a great storyline going with this comprehensive approach to solving our water issues, and that all went away when Congress failed to enact the KBRA and the KHSA. So virtually what we saw is all the parties went back to their corners, litigation occurred, the tribes upstream are now making a full call. So I should clarify on the call, the Klamath tribes have annually made a call, but it was always under the conditions of the Upper Klamath Basin Comprehensive Agreement.
Which came after the KBRA and the KHSA.
That came after, mm-hmm. Correct. But what that did is that identified specified in-stream flows while the irrigators did some work for restoration-type activities on the tributaries to Upper Klamath Lake. That's kind of the general overlook. What those specified in-stream flows did, though, is that was a lower in-stream water right, basically. And operators would work amongst themselves to try and maintain those in-stream flow rights, but they were much lesser than what we're experiencing today without that agreement in place.
So I'm still having a little trouble understanding that part of it. So you were told to expect lesser flows out of the streams?
Well, so the tribes were still making a call, but it was under those conditions of the agreement. The conditions of those agreement called for lower flows under on their in-stream water rights. It was kind of a formulaic approach based on previous months' hydraulic conditions, and so it was kind of a way to work with the current climate and still work with the irrigators at the same time and still maintain in-stream water rights. But those in-stream water rights were not a hard line as you would see in today's water rights that the state issued. And so the tribes are still making a call on their in-stream water rights. We just don't have the conditions of the agreement tied to those in-stream water rights. So what we're seeing today are elevated in-stream water rights, which are in comparison to previous years. But those elevated in-stream water rights are actually the in-stream water right that was issued to them by the state.
All right. We're talking about water usage in the Klamath Basin and the call that went out this year. Scott White is the executive director of the Klamath Water Users Association. Don Gentry, the Klamath Tribal Chair, joins us now. Don, good to have you back on the exchange.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
So tell us about what happened here. What was the reason for making the call?
Well, without getting too far into the history of our water rights. The Klamath tribes have water rights to keep water in streams, the lakes, seeps, and marshes to provide for our treaty resources. And a part of that claim is not only for flows through the irrigation season, but actually year-round. We have a year-round water right. What our folks realized and what we knew when we were developing our claims to provide for our fisheries at harvestable levels and actually other treaty resources, when it came to flows, we need to recognize that a healthy stream periodically floods. The historic information that we had at the time indicated that flooding occurred about every 1.5 to 3.5 years. Folks that understand stream health and the ability of stream to maintain itself and actually repair itself after degradation and impacts from erosion and perhaps management activities that affect the quality of the streams. You need to have flooding as a part of the process to maintain stream stability and health, and also for the adjacent riparian habitat that's important to the tribes. We realized that, not only do you need water at certain times of the year, at certain flows and certain reaches to provide for the specific species that we have a right to harvest, we also realized that we needed to have habitat for that and a healthy stream. Part of that is flooding. And so we, conditions since Oregon Water Resource Department came out with the FFOD, basically affirming our rights and our time immemorial priority date and affirming our claims at that particular time based on what we needed to have for harvestable fish and other resources. We haven't had conditions since that time in March 2013 that would warrant making a call such as this because of the drought conditions that we've been suffering. So this year, realizing that there were flooding events, made the call to protect that, the water that was provided and to provide for those conditions necessary for provide for the habitat and our and stream maintenance.
So, yeah, before you got on, Scott White was describing this as a flood flow, and that is, in fact, what you're talking about. It's not just a matter of leaving the water in the streams, but letting the streams get out of their banks.
Yes. In the adjudication, when we developed our claims, we realized that we need to have some science behind this, and in our claims in that we've made on the various reaches, streams, lakes, marshes, seeps, was based on what fish need and actually the health of the riparian. There are other species that are important to the tribes associated with the rivers and streams and marshes and the lake. Our flows are based on that to provide for all those resources. And so we used the science available to make those claims. We brought that into the adjudication process, and that's what was used to determine the extent of our claims at this point in all those areas.
So should then people expect to see flooding along the Williamson River and the Wood and Fort Creek and Spring Creek and all these other streams?
Yeah, when we have those conditions, you know, that should be a part of what a healthy stream does. And you know, things have changed very significantly with these dry periods, but also the conditions of the stream. Streams have changed significantly when this was a reservation area or when Klamath tribal members owned the lands adjacent to the river. Things have changed significantly over the last 100 years. And realizing that, you know, we need to maintain and build and restore the health of those streams, so flooding is an important part of that process.
Scott White, if the call were not made, how would the water be taken out of these streams? What's the mechanism?
Well, there's other in-stream water rights. Chairman Gentry mentioned the FFOD. That was the final order or findings of fact and order of determination that the state of Oregon issued with the adjudication. Along with that, in addition to the tribe's in-stream water rights, were irrigation rights on many of the tributaries to Upper Klamath Lake as well. What that did is that gave them the legal authority to divert that water for beneficial use, and largely that is for irrigation purposes. But that also includes stock water purposes in many cases as well. So if the tribes were not exercising their water rights, then folks would have those opportunities within the conditions of their water right claim.
We're talking about the water in the Klamath Basin, the call made by the Klamath tribes this year to essentially let the streams flow. Don Gentry is the Klamath Tribal Chair. Scott White, the Executive Director of the Klamath Water Users Association. You can join the conversation at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Don Gentry, then how does this play out through this year? What if the water is going to be kept in the streams and actually allowed the streams allowed to flood? What is available for anyone else?
Okay, well, the way that this works, it's, you know, when we have these flooding conditions, it triggers regulation, perhaps, if folks are diverting water when we have these high flooding conditions. After the water reaches a certain, goes below a certain threshold, then there's potential for irrigation if it's above our in-stream right to keep the water in-stream later in the season. So they're not sure exactly how much irrigation is going on, but there's, you know, as we made this call during these flood conditions, but there's storage, water storage perhaps for later in the season. And this is also to protect us from future concerns that we may have, you know, in terms of folks developing storage. So we need to maintain and protect, you know, these flooding conditions when they occur into the future. So this year, from what we understand, we've been keeping abreast of the current conditions and the projected inflows to Klamath Lake, the snowpack, and so forth. Though we do know there's some real concerns about how accurate those predictions have been. And in the past, folks have predicted higher amounts pretty consistently than what we've seen occur in the lake. That's been a concern for the tribes. So, but knowing the conditions, knowing that it's still cooler and wetter this year, and even fairly recently, there's been some contribution to the snowpack. We're anticipating, and it's been projected, as folks know in the community, that the Klamath Project and folks are expecting the allocation of water that they need for this season. And but, you know, things could change. I mean, we could have, because Klamath Lake only has a certain ability to store water, and there's that balance of water that's been coming into the lake and maintaining, you know, concerns for flooding. You know, so they've actually released water down below that, to keep us from the flooding conditions and overtopping the dikes and creating issues there. So they've been trying to manage that through this year. So there's significant water that's gone downstream already. So there's a certain amount of water stored in the upper basin here in the snowpack, and and in the lake. And so if there's a significant warming or rain events that could, you know, cause that runoff to occur, and things get particularly dry, you know, throughout the season, you know, there could be concerns later in the season in terms of irrigation. So we're expecting it to be a year that probably at least the climate projects folks can negotiate. You know, still concerns, you know, in the upper basin here, you know, given the fact that we are in certain places, even at this time, below what our in-stream right is, and there will be some regulation in various areas.
So, Scott, why does that mean some hardship for some people involved in farming and ranching in the basin?
Yeah, primarily in the upper basin above Upper Klamath Lake. You know, our guys, like I mentioned earlier, we're downstream of the tribe's in-stream water right call. You know, but we've got other issues in terms of litigation and meeting an injunction order that was placed upon us related to disease downstream in the river. So we're not completely out of the water, no pun intended. But yeah, largely relative to the Klamath Tribe's call, we are downstream and in theory should not be affected.
And Don Gentry, just a few seconds left here. Is this a time-limited call? Could it be lifted at some point or when conditions change?
Well, I mean, it would be, in a sense, at the tribe's discretion to lift the call. But currently, the only tool and the only opportunity we have to provide for our fish is to make a call to our water right based on the claims that we've made.
Okay, the call in place for now, and 18 streams plus the Klamath Marsh is where the call's been made. Don Gentry is the Klamath Tribal Chair. Scott White is the Executive Director of the Klamath Water Users Association. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you,
Jeffrey. Glad to be here.
All right, take care.